Yeah, let's get started then.
好，我们现在开始。
Okay, so yeah, atheism is the rejection of the existence of God.
接下来我们谈的是无神主义。那无神主义呢，就是要拒绝神的存在。
Now it's fueled, and here say fueled means sort of promoted by pseudosciences such as Big Bang Theory and evolution.
那它是呢，用一个整个大爆炸，就是的这个，还有这个进化论，来用一种比较科学的方法来拒绝神的存在。
One argument they use is they say, well, science has proven that the universe is very, very old, and they have many ways to prove that the universe and the earth is actually millions and billions of years old. They say, well, science says that the universe is very old, but the Bible, it looks like the earth is created and it was made in 6 days, and the earth is only a few thousand years old.
他们的一个无神主义者呢，他们的说法就是说，我们已经可以证明这个地球这个宇宙都是非常非常非常老的，好，几十亿年的这个岁月了。但是呢，这个圣经呢，却好像把这个我们世界的创造就好像是在六天内 就造成了，所以这个是不合理的。
Scientists could say, well, look, we have very clear evidence. The universe is very old, but the Bible says the universe is very young. So, therefore, the Bible is wrong. That's their argument, and it's a good argument.
而所以他们的这个论点呢，其实是还蛮有利的论点，因为很明显的这个宇宙，这个地球都是非常非常老的。而圣经，如果把圣经读成说，哦，这个世界是很短的时间内还很年轻的一个宇宙，一个很年轻的世界的话，那这明明就是圣经讲错啦。
So who's right and who's wrong?
哦，所以到底谁是对，谁是错呢？
The thing is, the scientists are wrong.
但事实上，这个科学的说法是错的。
And the Bible is wrong.
那圣经也是错的。
When I say the Bible is wrong, it means in the translations that they've done of Genesis chapter 1, they've given a very bad translation, which makes it look like the universe is very young.
因为呢，这个圣经的错是在于翻译，因为这个翻译把创世纪的第一章，整个世界的宇宙的形成的翻译的方式，让大家觉得说，哎，这个世界是很年轻、很小、很才刚刚出现的一个世界。
A big problem is when they translate between Genesis chapter 1 verse 1 and verse 2. They translate it so it doesn't look like there's a gap, but actually there's a big, big gap between Genesis chapter 1 verse 1 and verse 2.
因为呢，在整个圣经创世纪第一章第一节跟第二节，它在翻译的时候呢，读者没有办法感觉到第一节跟第二节中间其实是经历了非常长的一段时间。
It's all because of a simple word.
就是因为他用的字。
I'll just show you very quickly. I wasn't going to spend too much time on this topic, but I will recommend you to a book very shortly.
我并不想在这边讲太久，解释太久，但是我们还是要赶快秀给大家看一下。
Okay, so Genesis chapter 1 verse 1 says, In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth.
在创世纪一章一节说，在开始的时候，神创造了天与地。
And that's fine. It follows the Hebrew very well.
这一句话翻译的没问题，它是跟着希伯来文来翻译的。
Okay, the problem is when you get on to the next verse.
但是我们再看第二节。
Okay, and it says here, and the earth was without form.
然后他提到说，这个地呢，是没有一个很明确的一个形状。
And what they've done wrong here is one word, it's a very simple word, I just draw it on the board here. This is the vav.In the Hebrew. And this is the word they usually translate as ant.
因为它里面用了一个希伯来文用的这个字哦，下面的这个字，它一般是被翻译成病。
So the letter has vav, and with the vav, really it's like ve, which means and or but. So this word in Hebrew, it's a very simple conjunction. It can mean and or it can mean but.
所以呢，下面这个可以被当作两个字，有的时候是用And 就是以及，或者是 but 就是但是，它都可以用这个字来翻译。
They translate it as and, but they should translate it as but because it's showing something happened.
那 这个时候呢，这个我们的翻译很明显，他把它翻译成了及，以及就是并，并且的并。但是呢，实际上他应该在这里要把它翻译成 but， 就是但是。
Because when you go into Genesis 1:2, and if you said but the earth, and then you have this word was, hayah, should be became. Okay, so let me screen share.
I need to shut the whole thing down.
Oh, so you can do it?
Yeah.
Okay, so bring up the Bible. Okay, so now we're going to look at this. See here the word and, or you've got the word, I don't know, what's the Chinese word here? You don't even have a conjunction.
Yeah.
Ah! How can I teach this when the Chinese doesn't even have a conjunction?
A lot of time we don't use conjunctions.
But the Hebrew has a conjunction. This is crazy. Okay, now the Chinese has to have a word here, and it should be like, but. It's like, but. It's,
但是那个很有趣的是，我们中文的那个翻译啊，中文的圣经翻译上连这个但是两个字或者是以及根本就不存在，
但是 needs to be a very strong word, 但是 so you say God created the world and the heavens and the earth, but, and then we have but the earth became without form. See, now we have another Hebrew word here.
When we have no conjunction here, that means end.
Well, okay, but it's not end, it should be 但是
right.Yeah, I'm just saying, okay. That, so we are following the English one.
Okay. okay. Well, they should be following the Hebrew, and then they need to find the right conjunction.
Okay. 反正这个地方呢，因为第一节跟第二节之间我们并没有连接词，那就变成我们的意思比较，中文的这个圣经比较像说同时，然后第是没有形状的，没有形状的。但是实际上，按照希伯来文，这样很明确的说，但是地是没有形状。
Okay. See in the Hebrew, if you can look on that in the Hebrew down here, it says "veha'aretz," which means "and the earth," and then you have the word "hayah." Here they say "was," but actually it became, it changed, but the earth changed to become without form.
所以这个按照希伯来文的话，它意思是说，但是。这个地球它却变成了没有一个形状。
And you can see it here. I brought up the yellow box. You should be able to see that. And one of the first words, it says to exist, that is be or become. Oh, can you circle the word become? Okay, be or become.
所以在这个地方呢，还有讲说，这有很清楚的讲说，这个地球变成。
So what happened was the world changed. See, before it was perfect.For millions and millions of years, it was perfect, and then it changed.
也就是说，在这个第一行、第一节所说的这种天与地，它其实是完美的。在经过了几百万年，这个地呢开始改变。
There's a book by the Colonel, and it's called Creation, Chaos, and Restoration, and this explains how.The world was created perfect, and then it became a big ice pack, basically.
好，那个 Tim 要特别为我们再推荐这本书，就是上教牧师所写作的，就是《创造、混沌以及复活》。
Okay.
那这本书呢，它其实就很清楚的讲说，这个世界是从神创造的一个完美，它后来呢变成了一个
啊、well, ，because what happened? We had the ice age，
变成了像一个冰冻，就是我们的冰河时期，就是一样那个从完美的状况变成了冰河时期。
Okay. And so the world was put into an ice pack，
所以整个世界等于是被冰冻放到一个冰 pack， 一个冰。
Ice, big ice block.
就是被放被冰整个冰起来了一样。
Okay, so if you look at Genesis 1:2,
所以我们回来看创世纪一章一节跟二节。
See what we need to translate in verse 2, but the earth became without form and became empty.
所以这边的第二节说呢。但是呢，这个地球变成了没有形状，而且是空的。
See, already you should be able to see that something major took place.
所以你可以看到，就是说，其实这个世界是改变很大的。
Okay, and then it says, and darkness was on the face of the deep. And the word there, deep, tahom, is like deep water. This is the ice pack. And then the Spirit of God moved, just to give you another example. Okay, you have the word move, but actually move is like, they use the word rapak. I can show you this in the Hebrew. It's like a mother hen looking over to warm up the eggs. Okay, so here we have, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. To home, see? An abyss as water.
就是说这个它的地呢是应该说没有形了然后但是它的它有一个像像那种很深的水好的这个表面是黑暗的所以呢神呢就把它把灵呢在水面上面让它让 Is that means the spirit was inside the earth?
No, okay,
and then
let's just go back a little bit first. See, when there was darkness upon the face of the deep. Now what happened? God had removed all heat from the universe.
Oh.
When there's no heat in the universe, it drops down to minus 212 degrees Celsius, right? That's absolute zero. The water, it says water, but the water was ice. There's no heat. If you have water without heat, it's ice.
哦, 重点是啊, 这所谓的整个世界的这个热能 全部都被抽空了, 所以呢, 水, 它没有了热, 它就到了那种绝对冰点的温度的时候, 当然所有的水绝对都是结成冰的状态。
See, there was no light in the universe. Darkness was on the face of the deep. So,
so what's related to heat?
Well, when there's no heat, everything goes cold. God took all the light. He stopped all the light in the universe.
So when you say light, means the heat?
Well, light is heat, right? Heat comes from light.
Okay.
So if God takes out all the light, it becomes cold.
But it doesn't say the light is disappeared.
Okay. There's darkness. You say darkness.
The next one?
Okay.
On the third verse?
You need to look at this one here, though, as well. See, now you have the word rach. Ha. See, the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, now He's going to start to warm things up. It's a process, right? First you have the universe is created perfect, and then there's going to be a judgment because Satan is rebelling. This comes in other verses, so we don't have the whole story here.
Okay. 这个地方呢,其实很复杂哦,因为它的每一句话,它都代表了一个程序中的一个部分。 好,所以当这个世界,其实是在这个经句上面没有讲到的事情是,撒旦他反抗了神,所以呢,他其实神呢,给了一个审判,所以在这个时候呢,这个世界变成冰冻的。That's
right. And see, the scientists, they've said that there was an ice age, right? Well, actually, there was a big ice age.
所以呢,这个时候从科学家也 也都证实了，就是整个地球是进入了一个冰河时期。And
the Bible supports this.
而圣经是支持这个说法的。It's
very confusing. So what I want to do, there's just one more word here we should look at. And this is lachaf.
好，我们还要再讲一个字哈。Okay.
Now there's other verses in the Bible using the same word, and it talks about the mother, and she's sitting on the eggs and keeping the eggs warm.
哦,这个字呢,在圣经的有另外一个地方啊,就讲的说,这个母亲坐在蛋上,来让这个蛋保持它的温度,孕育这个蛋。Okay,
so what we do, we have this world in an ice pack, there's an ice age, and then the Holy Spirit comes in to warm things up.
所以呢,这个字呢,用在这边,它其实意思是说,当我们的地球进入了冰河的时期的时候呢,神给了圣灵, 用这个圣灵来温暖这个冰河一样的地球。Okay,
and that's the beginning of the restoration of the earth.
这呢就是我们整个地球得到复活的开始。And
then see, God says, let there be light, and there was light. So now the whole solar system and the universe is back in action again.
所以呢,这时候上帝第三节说,上帝说让我们有光,然后 所以就有了光,那其实呢,这代表的是整个系统,宇宙系统进入了一个新的复活的状态。Okay,
so yeah, the universe is actually very old.
所以这个地球,这个宇宙系统是真的非常的老的。But
if you want to understand more about this subject or this doctrine, then you can look at this book called Creation, Chaos and Restoration. This book.
所以如果你想要了解更清楚的话, 建议大家读这本书,就是创造混沌, 与复活。
Okay. There's a whole lot of verses there, not just from Genesis, but from other parts of the Bible where you see that when you put the story together, you realize that the universe was very old and that the Bible needs to be translated correctly.
所以从很多的经句整合起来呢，我们可以证明的是说，诶，我们的宇宙是非常非常老的。那也同时呢，我们知道圣经是要被翻译的更正确才行。
Now, one place the scientists get it wrong, obviously, they say we came from a big bang.
那当然呢，科学家讲的有一件事情是绝对错的，就是整个宇宙的产生是来自于一个大爆炸。
If this was true, the universe would continue to be expanding from a particular point. Because there'd be one point and then everything goes out and the universe would just have to keep going bigger and bigger.
因为如果这个说法对的话呢，代表说宇宙的来源是从一个点的一个爆炸，那这个照理说这个宇宙应该要继续的向外扩张。
Yeah, in space there's no friction, so once something starts moving, it just keeps moving, it's never going to stop. In space, there's no friction.So once something starts to move, it just keeps moving. There's no gravity to stop it. There's no forces to stop anything that's moving.
因为这个宇宙并没有任何的可以阻碍它继续向外扩张的那些，不管是什么地心引力或者是摩擦力。所以照理说它一爆炸，它就不断的向外扩张。
The fact is that we look up at the stars in the universe, and they're in exactly the same position they've been for thousands of years.
而但是我们看着宇宙，其实那些星星所在的位置，几千万年都没有改变。
Now, these star maps that people have done from thousands of years ago, they still work today. Everything's in the same place.
在千年前，那些天文学家所画下来的各个星球所在的位置，这些年来没有任何一点改变。
And yeah, you know, the world has always been going around the sun at, what is it, 365 and a quarter days a year. It's been doing that for the last 10,000 years.
在过去的几千万年来，就是或者有人类以来的几千年来，这些星星的循环，包括地球的太阳系的循环，也都没有变过，就365又四分之一天的这种循环都没有变过。
But atheists are always looking for an excuse not to believe the Bible, of course.
但是呢，无神主义者呢，他们就永远的试着要用各种方法去相信，去让你相信那里没有神。
It's not because they can't believe. If they really sought for the truth, they would find it. But it's because they don't want to believe. They rejected God.
但是并不是他们真的不可能去找到要相信神存在的理由，而是他们拒绝相信神的存在。
Okay. So that's a bit enough for atheism, and I talked a little bit about activism. That's where people are trying to change society.
好，另外一个邪恶呢，就是行动主义，这些人呢，试着要改变整个社会。
People are always trying to campaign against the government to change laws and societal behavior.
这些人呢，他们基本上就是一直在试着要改变，用各种这种行动性的这种活动哈，要去改变法律跟社会的行为。
And they often use manipulation, deceit, and violence to promote their personal agenda.
他们呢常常呢要用这个所谓的比较宣传性的手法，或者是欺骗的手法，甚至是非常暴力的手法来宣传他们个人的一些agenda， 怎么翻中文？
Tend to like their way of thinking.
They're... 他们认为的一些重要的重点啊，个人的议题，就是他们自己想的一些议题呢，他们用各种方式来宣导它。
Okay, just for one example, there's an animal rights organization called PETA, P-E-T-A. I think it's like protection for something against the treatment of animals.
像比如说他举例啊，就是那些保护动物主义者。
And these people resort to violence to try to protect animals.
他们呢，这些人甚至会用一些暴力行为来保护这些动物。
You imagine if you're in a restaurant and you're just sitting down to a nice dinner and you've ordered a nice dinner with your wife and family and all of a sudden people come in and then they start abusing you because you're eating steak.
比如有一天呢，你带着家人一起到一个很棒的餐厅，开始要吃 一餐非常丰盛的晚餐，结果呢，这些保护动物者就冲进来开始打你，因为你正在吃牛排。
In some cases, and this has really happened, they get a bucket of blood and they throw it over these people that are eating their dinner.
那甚至有些人，他们这些动物主义者，他居然拿血去倒在这些吃动物。吃肉的人的身上。
This is what's happening in society more and more now.
现在这种事情呢，越来越多了。
They're resorting to violence to try to get their way.
他们呢，利用这种暴力行为来让他们的计划得逞。
Anyway, so I'll give you the example we have of green movements. We call them greenies, people that want to protect the environment.
那还有另外一个叫做绿色行动，啊，就是这些绿色行动的人呢，想要去保护环境。
Okay, now obviously we should look after the environment.
当然我们应该要保护环境。
And we have to live in it. So it's just like your house. You try to keep a tidy house and we should try to keep the earth clean.
就像我们在家里要把家里的环境弄好保持好。那对于一个我们的整个地球环境一样，我们是需要好好的保护，让我们能够在里面住得很舒适。
Okay, but we have to keep this in a balance because remember that God gave us the privilege of using the earth and the earth's resources to be able to live and to be able to be prosperous even.
那我们不要忘记呢，这些事情是应该要保持平衡的，因为神给了我们非常大的一个优待，让我们可以在这个世界上利用地球的资源，好，来得到富足的生活。
Yeah, the earth is to provide all of our physical needs.
所以这个地球给了我们非常多物质上面的需求。
All the food and all the products that we need, obviously we can get them out of the earth.
所以我们各种的这个食物、好产品的这些需求都是来自这个地球供给的。
But again, we have to remember that we have to live on this planet, so we need to do it properly.
而我们因为我们住在这个地球上，所以我们在利用这些东西的时候，这些资源的时候，我们必须要用一个对的方法来用它。
Now you have these groups here. Now this is, we're getting into a sort of more activist groups. We have examples of activists where you have people joining up with groups like Greenpeace and the UN Environment Program and World Wildlife Fund.
像这右边的三个单位呢，其实都是属于这种行动主义者，他们呢都在做不管保护动物或保护地球，对我们的环境的保护，他们都在做这些事情。
These groups have become more and more powerful in the last two or three decades.
在过去的二三十年来，这类的机构变得越来越有力量。
And what they often use is emotionalism and fear to change people's thinking.
他们呢用的方法呢是一种情绪，甚至说是应该恐惧的这个问题，来影响大家对这些事情的概念。
Now don't forget, you know, we're looking at this under the context of evil and Satan's strategy to control the world. This whole subject is relating to evil and how Satan uses strategy to try to control the world. He wants that power.
不要忘记哈，我们这整个主题在讲什么呢？就是说，撒旦他其实是用的邪恶的策略啊，很多的策略来控制这个世界，这是这我们在谈的主题。
And as part of his plan to be the ruler of the world, and he already is the ruler of the world, but he really doesn't have that power that he wants. And part of the plan is to break down the national borders to create what we call globalization.
That's a lot of concept. 而他呢，因为他撒旦已经是这个世界的掌控者了，但他却没有足够的力量，所以呢，他其实呢是想要把这些地球上各个国家的这个边界都把它打破，让他更容易去控制这个世界。
So with globalist organizations like Greenpeace, World Wildlife Fund, and the UN Environment, and many, many other organizations, that's breaking down the borders, because they don't work under the concept of nations.
WHO.
And WHO, exactly.
好，而这些这种国际性的全球性组织呢，他们呢就真的是打破了国与国之间的界限，让他们以一个组织就可以掌控全球的一个状态。所以这一类的组织都是要打破国界的组织。
Now these globalist organizations come into many activities. For example, you have economic activities. You might have like pacifist activities. You have activities saving the children. Most of them are under the UN actually.
那包括呢，他们会有各这些组织常常都会进行一些比如说跟经济有关的这种政策，或者是保护儿童的政策，就是都是一些完全打破国界，是全球性、全球化的一些政策。那当然，他们这些组织都是跟联合国组织有关系的。
Okay, and then you have in the political arena, you have nations coming together like the EU, there's a good example, ASEAN for Asian nations, you know, where they're breaking down those political boundaries as well.
而在政治方面呢，这些也有成立非常多的这些组织啊，包括像这个欧盟或者是亚洲联盟等等哈，他们其实都在企图打破国与国之间的这种界限。
And that's bringing the world closer to this one world government.
这都是呢，要朝着这个全球是一个政府的概念而在运作的。
Okay, but what we're looking here on this page, we see Greenpeace and World Wildlife Fund and the UN Environment Program. So these are globalist organizations relating just specifically to the environment.
所以这些所谓的全球化组织，当然他们都有不同的方向。现在看起来哈，就是都好像是有某一个比如说是环保的概念，或是动物的概念。
But remember, again, these are organizations which will help Satan promote his one world organization.
但不论怎么样，这看起来这些单位呢，都其实是符合撒旦所期待的全球一个政府、一个组织的概念。
Now, the people are involved in these organizations, they're very sincere about their mission.
而这些在这些组织里面工作的人，或者他们的这些领导者，他们其实都非常真诚地认为他们的这个所做的这个宗旨是非常符合全球的利益的。
Yeah, we're saving the world.
因为我们在拯救这个地球。
And that's a very noble cause, right?
这听起来是非常神圣的一个目标。
But they use fear and they use emotionalism to try to get people to join them.
但是他们是用了人的情感以及他们的恐惧感来加入这样的组织。
Now you should be very familiar with this girl. She was big in the news last year.
而大家一定在看到这个女孩子，大家应该都非常熟悉，因为她在去年创造了非常大的一些新闻。
Her name is Greta Thunberg from Sweden.
她是来自瑞典的一个女孩。
She's been used as a pawn, as a small player. She's been used like a puppet, an agent.
他其实呢，就像被当作一个很小的这个小人偶啊，在被利用了。
She's been controlled, or I say manipulated, maybe first by her parents, but then by a lot of other organizations.
他先是被他父母利用了，然后再被很多的组织来利用。
And yeah, she grew up hearing these things from her parents, so she's grown up in an activist family.And then at some stage that she's been promoted in the devil's world to become this voice of global warming.
因为她是成长在一个这种行动主义的家庭，然后被她父母亲这个以及其他的人慢慢的越捧越高，让她成为后来就是变成了撒旦的代言人。
Yeah, and she has a big exposure in the world.
她在全球的这个媒体上非常受到瞩目。
She is a professional activist.
她是一个完美的行动主义者。
Okay, and she's probably, we're talking about addictions, I mean, she's probably quite addicted to being up in front of crowds and speaking. There's a big adrenaline rush for her.
而她也很可能就沉迷于可以在大众面前发表论述。
And we see from these pictures, this is the sort of the face or her image that's presented to the world.
这就是看到这几张照片，就是他所提供的一个形象，让这个被大家在全球上面宣传着。
We're on slide 14, by the way. In the top left corner, you have the working hard activist Greta. a hard-working activist.
在左上角这张照片呢，就可以展现他是一个非常努力工作的一个行动派。
And then in the top right corner, here is the picture of her, probably before a big, government.
A forum.
Yeah, a big forum. And they said, how dare you? You're not even thinking about the children, sort of thing.
他第二张右上角这张呢，很可能就是他在参加一个大型的研讨会里面呢，非常大声疾呼说，你们没有好好的照顾什么什么。
Yeah, you know, this little child, and you know, she was telling the world leaders, President Trump and Putin and Xi Jinping and all these people, like, you have to change.
她几乎是一个孩子的这个形象，却要跟全世界最高的领袖们，不管是川普或者是习近平说，你们必须改变。
And little other children say, oh, she's my hero. I want to be just like her.
然后其他的孩子们看到她就说，哇，这个女孩就是我的英雄，我就要像她一样。
And then we have the picture of the very thoughtful Greta. You know, she's thinking about her future and the future of the world.
然后左下方这一张呢，就是展现出她真的是非常的有这个，就是她在思想着，好未来，思想为全球的未来在思考。
And then on the right corner, you have the very cute Greta. You know, we have to feel sorry for her and her future and things like this. They have to have the cute picture as well, right? She's this really cute girl and she's doing great things.
然后呢，右下角呢，又有她的一个非常可爱的形象，让大家记得她是一个非常可爱纯真的女孩。
And then you have this picture here, like the evil Greta.
那这一张呢？就有一点看到他的那个邪恶的的样子。
Oh, that's just a joke. But you know, really, she's very sincere.
这其实是玩笑话了。
She's very sincere about what she's doing.
她绝对是一个非常真诚的、非常认真相信她自己在做的事是对世界好的。
Okay, but, you know, she needs to know the truth. She needs to hear the gospel.
但她真的需要知道真理在哪里，她需要听到福音。
Okay, well, we're going to have to close the Zoom. We'll open straight up to finish off for the last 10 minutes.
好，我们先关一下这个 Zoom， 然后请大家立刻回来，我们要把最后的十几分钟再讲一下。